Stacey Clemmer here from Paws and Tails. I'm here today with author Dave Carl. I understand you have written the very first Paws and Tails book entitled The Overcomers.
That's right, Stacey. And thanks for having me here.
So, is The Overcomers something very different, or is it a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story?
Good question, Stacey. It absolutely is a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story. The Overcomers is like one giant Paws and Tails episode. The kids are all getting into a whole new adventure, and Minion is at it again up in the heights of Wild Mountain. And we even meet some new characters for the first time. I'm excited for folks to see what comes next.
This is so exciting, Dave. Get your copy today at pawsandtails.org.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
There is an incredible amount of risk here on the part of my company. A risk that we are in no way extending to the town of Wildwood.
Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. We're sitting in on a town council meeting. Mr. Rockler, well, that's him talking right now. He has his attorneys, Franklin O. Peterson and Theo Brown. Of course, that's CJ's dad. Rockler's presenting his vision for the future of Wildwood.
And it begins with the old Collins mine. That mine shaft goes more than one-third of the way into the mountain. I will blast and dig the rest of the way through. When it is completed, we will have a train line that will go through the base of the mountain, getting to the rest of the region in 2 hours, instead of going around the mountain and taking 2 days. With my tunnel, Wildwood will become the best shipping and transportation center on the coast. We will become bigger than Fonterra. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rockler. You and your associates have painted a very bright picture for us. And I'm sure I speak for the rest of the council when I say thank you for choosing our town.
I wouldn't be so quick to speak for the rest of the council on that particular matter, Mayor Boggs.
You have an objection, Officer Hunt?
Not an objection so much as a concern. A concern that the people of Wildwood don't realize what these changes will mean for their community.
Boggs, if I can answer that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Peterson.
In this case, the changes will mean progress and economic opportunity. Now, who in their right mind could be against that?
I am.
Well, Mr. Peterson, you and I both know there's two sides to every coin. Progress and opportunity can be wonderful things, but they also have their own kind of risks. And the people of the town, they can't be for or against something if they don't know what's going on.
Meaning?
More folks probably would have been at this public meeting today if they'd have known what was going to be discussed.
Officer Hunt, are you implying that we purposely kept the agenda of this meeting a secret?
If what's going on in these plans just starts happening, people, voters, might just think that you all pulled a fast one on them behind their backs.
Officer Hunt, what are you suggesting?
Gentlemen!
What is it, Theo?
I think there's a simple solution to this. We'll call a town meeting. We'll make sure it's well publicized so that everyone will know that what's going to be discussed will affect them. Mr. Rockler, Mr. Peterson, and myself will lay out our plans at the meeting, and we'll address any concerns the town may have.
That sounds like a reasonable compromise, Theo.
What do you say, Mr. Rockler?
I can answer that.
Hold on, Peterson. I think Theo has come up with a reasonable compromise. I agree.
Very well.
The town meeting will take place in 3 weeks. This meeting is adjourned.
Brown, what is wrong with you?
I beg your pardon?
A town meeting? You're here to oversee contracts. When I want your input, I'll ask for it. Don't do anything like this again.
Mr. Peterson, making the town hate us won't do anybody any good.
Listen, Brown.
That's enough, Peterson. Theo did the right thing. We do want to be friends with the town. Besides, when they see what we've planned, who could be against it? Walk with me, Theo.
Yes, sir.
Well, well.
What do you want, Yusuf?
This is an unexpected turn of events.
Not to worry.
Not to worry. Everything is under control.
I certainly hope so, Mr. Peterson. For your sake.
The town council wasn't the only group having a meeting that day. The club also met at the fortress by the special request of Stacy. She had a very important issue to bring up before the group.
Yeah! Shoestring licorice! Yes, it's tasty, but the things you can do with it! Oh, now I got a licorice necklace! Now I got a bracelet!
I'm sorry I'm late, everyone.
Finally.
Hi, Stace.
Hey, Faith.
What's this all about, Stacy?
It's about someone we all know and don't love. Huma Claw.
What's he done now?
Nothing yet.
What does that mean?
Well, a while back, Hugh slipped me a note in class. It said he wanted to talk to me after school, in private.
I don't know how to start.
Start what, Hugh? What do you want?
Well, I want to turn over a new leaf. I want to be good.
You want to be good?
Yeah, I know. I know it's hard to believe, but I've been thinking about it and, I'm really sorry for all the rotten things I've done to you and the club. Oh, boy.
Well, no offense to you, but I'm a little confused here.
Well, no offense taken, huh? I don't blame you. And I also know it'll be tough for everybody to accept at first.
But you're gonna be good from now on?
Yeah, I am.
Actions speak louder than words, Sue. You'll have to prove it.
Well, I know, and I will.
We talked like that for a while longer. He seemed very repentant. I think he's had a change of heart. A real change of heart.
Yeah, right. I think he's up to something.
Yeah, he's been mean and nasty all this time, and yesterday he decides to be nice?
Yeah, this is very suspicious.
Hey, look! I can eat licorice upside down!
I know, but I really believe this time it's different.
Okay, say it is. What's the point?
This is the point. You can come in now.
Hey, guys.
You!
You!
Don't ever eat licorice upside down.
You better get out of here.
Calm down. I asked him to come. Hugh, tell them what you told me.
Well, I want to join your club.
Hi, my name is Jason and I'm from Romania. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Goose, because she's so smart. Well, at least in her own way. Wait till you hear what comes next on today's episode.
Hi, I'm Joseph from Santa Paula, California. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, everyone. Ned the Beaver here for Paws and Tails. Oh, we have such good news to tell you.
What are you doing in here, Ned?
Tiffany, what? Why are you?
I just heard that Dave Carl has written the first Paws and Tails book. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, only if you want that to be true. Of course it's true. Why are you here?
I am here to promote the book, of course.
Really? You want to help?
Of course. I want everyone to read this book and learn about repentance and about the mean old vulture that tries to get Stacy mad at the club and how Crockett and Smidge take care of the men they call the shovels. What could be better than all of that?
Wow, color me surprised. I didn't think you would be interested in this.
Ned Cleaver, I am nothing if not a team player.
Not exactly how I would describe you.
So, if all you listeners can hear me now, I want you to all go out and get your own copy of The Overcomers, the very first Paws and Tails book ever.
Amazing, Tiffany! I just did not expect...
I'm buying 100 copies myself, so the very least you could do is get one.
Okay. Wait, we try not to be mean to the audience? Thank you for stopping by, Tiffany Rockler, on behalf of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers.
Go right now to pawsandtails.org and buy it. Now.
Kinda mean right there. Let's stop the tape. I don't feel safe. Stop the tape, Joelle.
We will stop the tape when I say stop tape.
Wait, what are you talking about? Join the club, I can't believe. Calm down!
Everyone calm down!
What are you trying to pull, Hugh?
Nothing. Honest. I really want to join.
Sure you do.
Are Mange and Multi hiding out there somewhere ready to jump out?
No. They don't even know I'm here. I know, it seems crazy, but it's true. I want to change. I want to join the club. If you'll let me.
This is really weird.
No, you can't. You've bullied us, you've lied, and you've beat us up before. You just think you can wander in and say sorry?
I don't think so. What if he means it?
No, you can leave now.
CJ!
Oh, it's all right, Stacy. I know I've got a lot to make up for.
Hugh, does this mean you've become a Christian?
Yeah, Hugh, does it?
Well, no. I ain't gone that far yet. Is that like a requirement for club membership?
We've never made it a rule or anything.
Stacy!
Hugh, could you wait outside, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
CJ, I can't believe you. You're the one who wanted to make peace with Hugh and his thugs.
Yes, I wanted to make peace, but not invite them to join the club. Two totally different things.
What if he means it?
I don't know.
If he's asking for forgiveness, don't we need to forgive him? I mean, isn't that why we're here?
Maybe we could put Hugh through a testing period.
Testing?
If he's tamed, we'll see it.
If he's tamed, we'll free it?
No. If he's changed, we'll see it. Don't let him join now. He has to prove himself first. Licorice?
Thank you, no. And your tongue is black. That's so disgusting.
That's a great idea, Goose.
I suppose.
Marcia?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Ned?
Well, I don't see why not. If he hasn't changed, we don't let him in.
All right, then. But I'll be watching Hugh like a hawk.
CJ was as good as his word. During the next week, he could have given Officer Hunt lessons in shadowing, but to CJ's utter amazement, Hugh's behavior was pert near impeccable, right as rain. He opened doors for the little one.
Can I get that for you?
Thanks, Hugh.
Yeah, thanks.
He complimented the girls.
You look lovely, ladies. Marcia, that necklace really brings out your eyes.
Why, Hugh, what a nice thing to say.
Oh, it's the truth. And Goose, that ribbon is perfect for your hair.
Well, you just...
He even impressed Miss Harbor.
Oh, before you all go to lunch, I need a volunteer to clean the erasers out back.
I'll do it, Miss Harbor.
You? You will?
Be happy to.
Okay, who are you, and what have you done with Hugh?
It's the new me.
Well, I must say I like him, and I hope to see more of him.
Oh, you will, Miss Harbor.
Okay, you're dismissed for lunch.
Hey, Stace. What do you think? Are they gonna let me into the club?
It's a tough sell, Hugh. I think they're warming up to the idea, but it'll take some time.
Well, how much time? I mean, I was kind of hoping that I would, well, my dad's birthday is next Friday, and I kind of wanted to tell him on his birthday that I was, in the club. He'd probably just pass out.
I don't know, Hugh. I'll ask. No promises.
Thanks, Stace.
Hey, Nan, trade you a cupcake for your cookies.
You're kidding, right? My cookies?
I love those cookies.
Done. Hey, Stace, what did Hugh want?
He really wants to become a member.
I don't like it. It doesn't feel right.
If you ask me, he's up to something.
Oh, nuts.
What?
Cheese. I keep telling Mom no cheese. It gets warm. Oh, I hate warm cheese. Cheese sandwich, anyone?
Yeah. I love cheese.
You want a warm, sweaty cheese sandwich?
I'll trade you for peanut butter.
Deal.
Marcia, you're not quite normal.
Hugh says his dad's birthday is Friday. He wants to tell his dad he's in the club for a present. What do you think?
I think he should get his dad a necktie instead.
Well, I don't think Hugh's dad even wears ties.
No, Goose, it was just... the tie was just a... Oh, never mind.
Well, he has been very nice to everyone, and I think he is gaining a real sense of fashion.
Oh, brother.
He has been very nice to everyone. Maybe we should let him in. This could be where Hugh changes course.
I don't know.
I say no. Ah! What's in this cupcake?
Wheat German cornmeal.
Ew.
Oh, Mom's on a health kick at home.
That's not right. I want my cookies back.
That night after dinner, CJ decided to seek a little advice on the matter from his dad.
Hey, Dad, got a minute?
A few. Then I've got to deliver these papers to Mr. Rockler for the town meeting. What's on your mind?
Well, how can you tell if someone has really changed?
Changed what?
The way they are. I mean, if someone acts bad most of their life, and then they start acting good, does that mean you should trust them?
Well, no, that's a difficult question to answer, son. May I ask who you're talking about?
Hugh McClaw.
I see. He's building a case that he's changed.
Yep, and a pretty good one so far.
Well, that's going to call for some real wisdom on your part. I'd suggest you watch for a while. Changing who you are is a tough job, son.
Do you think Hugh can change?
There's always hope. Bible says love hopes all things. If he's really changed, you'll want to be there to help him.
What if he can't? We're taking a big chance here.
Well, the Bible also says love endures all things. CJ, it won't be easy. There'll be disappointments along the way. If he's doing something deceitful, you'll need to be on your toes. You don't want to lose hope. But in the final analysis, only God knows what's in the heart of a person.
Yep, that would be the problem.
Well, I've got to go, son. Hope that was helpful.
It was. Thanks, Dad.
Well, CJ thought about Hugh all through the rest of the evening. In the morning, he started in at it again. It wasn't until he was on his way to school that he decided on his course of action. Before class started, he got the club to gather at the swing set and discuss the matter of Hugh.
Okay, I know I've been one of the ones against this, but...
Hi, Hugh.
Hugh, got a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I was just telling the others that I'm voting that you be allowed to become a member of the club.
What do you know?
What?
Really?
You gonna be a good guy from now on, Hugh?
Well, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hugh McClaw, you have been very mean and sneaky in the past. By letting you into our club, we are trusting you. This means we're forgiving you for all those rotten things you've done.
Yeah?
Are you doing some sneaky thing here?
Well, no.
Goose. Stace, let her go. She knows what she's doing.
We're talking about your joining our family. The club's about helping others. Is that what you want?
Well, yeah.
I vote yes.
Oh, all right.
That's it? You're really letting me in? You're forgiving me?
Let's make it official on Friday. We'll have a party.
Oh, that would be so fun!
Friday, you?
Yeah. That would be great.
Dodgeball! Let's go!
Dodgeball!
Hugh, coming?
Me? Oh, yeah. In a minute.
I'm first!
They're really gonna let me in. Wow. Who'd have thunk?
Hi, I'm Priscilla from California. Don't go away because there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hello, Paws and Tails listeners. Can you all just stop everything? Thank you so much. I am Tiffany Rockler, the richest girl in Wildwood, and I am here to tell you about the very first Paws and Tails book ever. It is like an expanded version of a regular episode. It is full of adventure. Ned, you are supposed to be the great sound effects guy. Give me adventure sounds, please.
We haven't had time.
Do it.
Okay, adventure words on three. One, two,
wow.
Go!
Amazing! This is so awesome!
We will fix it in post. The book is also jam-packed with Paws and Tails fun. Do something fun.
Okay, let's all laugh on three. One, two.
I am doing all the work here. You, read this for me.
Sure. Just log on to pawsandtails.org. Get your own copy of The Overcomers by David Carl. Lovely, that'll do it.
Are you joking? That was not lovely, and we will do it again. And again, if we need to, until it is perfect.
Then we're out!
Welcome.
Thank you all for coming. I'm sure that you'd all agree
Stacy
that
scheduled
Wildwood
Hughes' Welcome to the Club party on the same day as Mr. Rockler's presentation to Wildwood. This time, Theo actually did most of the talking, since he was from the town. A shrewd move by Mr. Rockler.
If you would reveal the drawings, please. Mr. Rockler intends on blasting a tunnel through the base of the mountain, beginning where the old Collins mine left off. Now, this will allow a train to get to the outside world in less than 2 hours.
He's quite a fellow, your dad.
Thanks.
You know, I don't really understand all of what's being proposed here. But if your dad says it's okay, that's good enough for me.
It means opportunity. And it can mean a kind of prosperity that Wildwood will never know without that tunnel.
Thank you, Theo Brown. As you can all see, the possibilities are limitless. Well, next I would like to ask Officer Hunt to come up. He has a few things to add, I believe. Thank you, Mayor Boggs. I love this town of Wildwood.
Yes, yes.
As you know, I'm one of the few left who were here in the early days. It was a very different place then. Wild, dangerous, not a place you wanted to raise a family in. It is now because things changed. Risks were taken and problems were dealt with. I'm not against change, and I think this plan of Mr. Rockler's may be a risk worth taking.
Oh, I heartily agree.
But we need to do it with our eyes wide open. Mr. Rockler's asking us to give him our trust.
Yes, and why shouldn't we?
I think maybe we should, but we need to do it carefully. Mr. Rockler needs to continue to earn our trust, prove himself to us. Pawpaw Chuck told me today that the Bible says to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. I say, let's give Mr. Rockler our trust, but let's do it wisely and a little at a time. Thank you. Well, good things to say, Hunt. Well, I think all the talking's been done. Let's get to the voting.
Hunt?
Everyone come up
well,
to the
he's a good one, too.
Yeah, he sure is. Hey, Hugh! Hugh!
Through the crowd, CJ saw Hugh walking under the bleachers. So he headed over there to catch up with him.
You did not!
That's impossible. This will require some proof.
Well, it's true. You owe me $20.
Oh, are you kidding? That's everything we have. I only made that bet because I knew you'd never get him to do it.
Well, they did. I'm in. Now pay up.
How'd you do it? What made them change their mind? Well,
Goose asked me if I was doing something sneaky. I said no. And they said they forgive me. They voted me in.
What? What a bunch of saps. I mean, really.
I will require more proof. I think I know how to get it.
Yeah? How?
Yeah, how are you gonna... Oh.
What?
CJ.
CJ?
Did your club really vote you in as a member?
Oh, please tell me you didn't. We made a bet with Hugh.
To see if he could get us to accept him as a member.
Exactly.
What are you doing here?
Came to get you. I was heading over to the fort. Your party.
Yeah, I know.
You were gonna get a party? Oh, this is too much!
So it's true.
Yep, he fooled us all.
No! Oh, do you know how long it took me to steal that, earn all that money?
Good job, Hugh. He really faked us
CJ,
out.
CJ, I'm...
I gotta go break up a party.
A party? Unbelievable! You are amazing. The amazing Hugh! You should be wearing a cape or something.
Hugh, you've just won a lot and lost a lot. It's a moment of pathos.
Well, just give me the money.
Oh, all right. Here.
That should do the job nicely. $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should get the best birthday present your dad's ever had.
See you later.
I can't believe it.
We trusted him. We made him cupcakes.
I feel like an idiot. You all told me... But I believed him. I hoped he would really change.
No, Stace. We did the right thing here. You were right. Goose was right. Hugh just... We forgave him. We let him in. We gave him a chance. He just didn't take it. We did the right thing.
What a waste. I'll never believe him again. How could he do this?
I think when you forgive and give someone a chance, it always makes a difference, even if you can't see it. I think there's still hope.
Well, we got a lot of cupcakes here. Anyone want a cupcake?
Oh, cupcakes, finally!
Guess I'll just throw out the Welcome Hugh sign.
Love hopes all things and endures all things. Maybe we should just save it for a while.
Now this is a cupcake. Light, fluffy, no wheat germ, no cornmeal. Cake is frosting, it's good.
Some may say people stay the same and just a knock on the same old door. They believe that no one could ever change if they never had before. But I'm telling you, I got a different view, and that is why I sing. Love, 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 love. Love believes all things. Love is patient, love is kind. Yes, this we know for sure. But you won't get too far down the line if your love does not endure. So don't give up when someone lets you down. Though I know sometimes it stings. Love, 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 love. Love endures all things. The Lord God, He tells us so clearly. Love never fails, it will always get you through. So when someone that you know is causing all your doubts to grow, you know what to do. Don't turn away. Up hope, no, don't you think the worst. Cause you never know how someone's heart could change because you love them first. Love believes the best and endures a test for the joys tomorrow brings. Yeah, love, 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 love hopes all things.
Love believes all things.
Love believes all things.
To order a copy of today's program, Love Hopes, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Love Hopes was written by Phil Lawler and directed by David Carl. The song, Love Believes All Things, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.